two introductory notes. One more time, I'd like to say a word of public congratulations to all of our young people who have graduated from various schools the last month or so. We kind of got the last step of racking things up with our graduation this week at St. Elizabeth Parish School. But to all of you from very many different schools, congratulations and God's blessings for the months ahead. Second, for all you fathers and grandfathers, godfathers and expectant fathers in the congregation, for our fathers and godfathers and grandfathers that are deceased, we say Happy Father's Day today, and we assure you of our prayers here at Mass that God will continue to bless you and the very faithful example that you give to your children and grandchildren. When I first met Joni, she was 16 years old, but looked about 11. She had that sad face, kind of hollowed out eyes, and a real frail physical body, because Joni had imagined she had successfully concealed from her parents and from herself for several years a rather severe eating disorder, until finally her body had just kind of collapsed so much that she was hospitalized with a real desperate sense of malnutrition and undernourishment. That's a tragedy that strikes a lot of our young people, not just someone like Joni. But I suspect that most of us who are reasonably well-fed, comfortably overweight, it's kind of hard to imagine the emotional struggle that burdens someone when they deprive themselves of food and literally starve themselves to death. It doesn't make any sense. But I suggest to you today that many of us don't see right around us people who are spiritually malnourished, people who are spiritually depriving themselves of a source of life that's just as serious an illness as that physical and emotional burden that Joni and so many other young people face. Think about it. Jesus said in the gospel that the way for us to have life to its fullness here and hereafter is to share in the body and blood of Christ. Moses reminded the people in the Old Testament that us human beings, that we don't live on bread alone, physical food, but on every word that comes from the mouth of God. See, today's feast of the body and blood of Christ is a proclamation of our faith in a God who loves us enough to care for us and is committed to providing for our spiritual well-being. Jesus wants to provide food for our minds with his holy word. He's committed himself to lay down his life to provide body and blood of Christ to spiritually nourish our hearts. And so many people, inattentively, maybe even unintentionally, deprive themselves of the word of God and the Holy Eucharist that could strengthen their spiritual lives and sustain them from now to eternal life. It doesn't make sense that people would deprive themselves so spiritually of a food that lasts forever. Think about yourself. Many of you come here week after week after week. Others of you, and many you know, it's nice for Christmas and Easter, maybe Thanksgiving, throw in a day. We're starving spiritually and not coming to the Lord whose word and flesh and blood give us life. So today, as we celebrate the feast of the body and blood of Christ, I'd ask you first to thank God for the gift of our spiritual nourishment, our minds and hearts enriched and strengthened by his word and by the sacrament. Second, use today as an opportunity to renew and commit yourself again, to regularly come to the Lord to be nourished with a food that lasts forever. And third, filled with that spiritual food, open your minds and hearts to look around you to those who are starving, perhaps not as graphically and physically as little Joni, but just as profoundly in their spirits. Ask God, through you and through me, to give them new life in the Word of God in the Eucharist we celebrate. There's a tragedy going on in our world. For some, it's a physical and emotional illness that deprives them of physical life. But for so many, many more, they're dying spiritually. And God in Christ has provided the food if we can only convince them to come for it.